Okay, so for those who have not heard,
drum roll.
Since I've been directing this course since 1989, we have never placed in the top 10 of this course. We finished 9th. Total score average 68.0, which is highest we've had in a while. You Make Me Feel So Young average is 69. I'll Be Seeing You average is 67. Score, music. On You Make Me Feel So Young, music 68, 69, 68. Presentation 72, 68, 69.
Ooh.
Singing 67, 70, 70.
Whoa.
I'll Be Seeing You down a little bit. Music 66, 68, 65. Presentation 70, 65, 67. Singing 66, 68, 68. We had some tuning issues that I heard, but still, those are really, really good. So
you're willing to accept them.
We're moving in the right direction.
We know how many points out of 8 we were?
No, we will get the total score sheet from out later. So, good. That's all I can tell you. We'll wait for the judges to arrive in about 7 minutes. But, gentlemen, excellent job. Thank you very much. And somebody asked me when we left the stage, how do we do? And I go, I don't really know. I mean, parts of it sounded good. I heard some out of tune things I'd never heard before. But the other things were locking up well. So, you know, the things that worked well worked really well. And visually, you guys were really in it today. So thank you for that. And when we started the warm-up this morning, I had a feeling, okay, we're in good voice today, so we should do okay. How was the experience for you on stage? I heard from the guys toward the center of the court, the hearing was very good, and for guys at the outer edge, they couldn't hear.
I couldn't hear much. I was on the stage top. I couldn't hear much.
How was the hearing on your side, Bruce?
I could never hear anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's good. The Gatons can't see, so, you know. It's center of the court. Gabe, you said you thought it was fine. Chuck Mullett has told me things were fine. How were things?
That was good.
Okay, so it sounds like if you're on the outer edge, maybe not as much inner side.
I had a couple of guys that were singing louder than what we practiced, and that was a challenge in the baritone section. So just, you know, lesson to everybody: it's hard. You get adrenaline going, you get on stage, and you can do things differently.
It sounds different. You start trying to you try to fill a sound that's not there, and that's why you said try and do it. And it's part of the experience. This is why the more performances we do in various places and various venues, and I know there's this mentality sometimes, and you know, there's shows and there's contests and there's all these other performances. But you know what? All these other performances build toward these other things, and all these other performances are just as important as these up here. And they are part of the journey and the experience. So make sure, I'll make sure I do the same thing, because I don't always exude that probably. But you know, every performance you do in a public venue is important. And every rehearsal is a performance, even if there's no one there. There's always an imaginary audience right there.
Who loaned these to me?
A couple of
them. Jones had some for you.
Any before the judges get here, any comments or what you felt as new guys? How was it for you? I talked to a couple of you. Did you have fun? First of all,
a lot of fun.
Good. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Good.
Rocky, what do you think about it?
Rocky, did you have fun? Rocky's all
right. Yes.
My wife texted me. She was watching on the webcast back in San Jose, and she goes, "Who's the tall guy in the back with the long hair? He's really emoting." That's a good bit.
Starring role in Steve's Facebook stream.
This is an off-topic. Everybody does this little Leatherman tool. I found it where we were all sitting.
I need to find a water.
Leatherman tool.
Down to the right.
Oh, I don't know.
Does anybody know how we finished on pitch on the second song?
It sounded like down a
quarter, but it didn't sound like as much.
We're down a half.
Just one half step down.
Not as bad as it has been.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can still hit that
one. I can hit the note, so we're down one of them. It's real good. I'm proud of you guys. And I think that you showed a lot of discipline today. I think that we've had some times where there's more. I mean, it's good to have jokes and humor, and God knows I'm the biggest, one of the biggest committers to that. But we had a lot of focus, and we didn't have a lot of people needing to shush people or kind of things that are taking us out of the moment. So that was really nice.
You know, I might mention is that our preparation. This time we did a lot, and then all of a sudden we got to the risers at our first checkpoint, and we were going.
They rushed us. Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a positive or a negative. I kind of felt that
it worked out okay.
We didn't sit around and
right.
hang in and
we're just kind of grinding it. Yeah.
Probably not a bad thing.
I know.
And actually, we went through the package a couple times.
The whole package. I'm glad we did that.
And I think that was helpful.
Outside.
I think that was helpful. Yeah.
There were some times in the past that we would decide we just don't want to even sing either contest song, start to finish, at all on the day of the contest. But I like this better.
I'm glad that we did. I usually try to do at least one run through, but I don't want to hammer them too hard. But I think if we found a balance.
It worked. Yeah.
I'm eager to the results, yeah.
Get Steve a copy of his DVD of him directing.
Yeah, I think that's coming in the mail. Someone says coming in the mail. I don't know what address we gave or what they're doing, but
Terry turned in the check. I don't know.
Did you give an address?
No.
Okay,
no. All they wanted to know was is the money and is the right chapter.
Well, I assume they'll get it.
So I'm really glad to see so many of you. As those of you that have been in contests before know, we're about to get coached for an hour. And during that time, we're going to have the judges, one of the judges in each category, will talk with us for about 20 minutes. And they'll talk about the particular content of their category. And they will maybe do a little bit of explanation about their category. We should let them do that. That's part of their package, part of what they do. But I'm really hoping that we'll be able to do some singing and getting some concrete feedback about what we can do to even improve more on these songs. Some of what we'll hear will be things that we might have told ourselves already, that we might have been coached by Paul or Steve or me or other Ron Black or other people. I'm hoping that some of the things might be new, and that we'll get some other additional ideas that would let us kind of take it even to the next level. One of the things I felt was that I keep saying that I want us to have this kind of airy, organic sound, and I was hearing that on stage. I think that we did a nice job with that, and we all seem very plugged in to the sound, which is important. I heard a lot of choruses. I didn't hear most of the contest, but I heard the tail end of it, and there were a lot of choruses that had a lot of tuning problems, a lot of thin sound kinds of problems, and I think that's why we ended up ranked as high as we did here. So, kudos.
Or
could be on the positive side.
Because we did it.
Yeah. No, that's what I know. It's because we did it. I'm not saying it's because of their problems.
I'm just saying we
can suffer from those problems too, and we didn't today.
Right.
Yeah.
We had a higher score many years ago in Salinas Divisional, but I think this is, I'll go back and look at my records, I think this is the highest, not only the highest strength, but the highest score we've had on the district stage since I started in 89.
So, to piggyback off of what Mark just said, we hope we hear something new. For those of you who have not been around very long, I've been to evaluations that said you need to go back and place Coke bottles on your head.
Well, that's the old judging. That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I said. So
I think we should thank the new members because it's
their fault.
The name on the door does not say Palo Alto.
Two persons, but the sign on the door.
Is it 2:30 now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I think there's no short enough.
So that was good. That was
That's
very unconcerned.
There he is, guys.
Hey there.
Two judges. Wow.
It's like Mr. Della.
You need a chair.
You got me. How are you? Good to see you. Good to see you.
Hi. David Rose is our candidate.
Yes. Cool. Are we all here and are we ready to go?
We definitely
are.
Why is the position yet?
On the center.
All right. All right.